This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hello, Tandoor.
Hello, Lisanda.
Unjani? Ngithandumoya wakho ke namhlanje ku Monday. Ukusho ukuthi kuhamba kahle.
Yeah, no, kuhamba kahle. Sheshe kuhamba kahle. Kufanele ukuthi like uqala isonto with a high note because izinto zakho zokwazi ukuthi ihambe kahle.
We understand.
Ku Monday ungekho right, showcase isonto lonke nje lizoba bad.
We understand.
Yeah.
And it's very essential ukuthi wena as a business owner uhlezi nje ulapho papa because abantu babukela kuwena phela.
Yeah, even the people that I'm working with abantu engibaqashile if mina ngifike ngingekho right ngi down obviously nabo ngeke baze bakwazi ukusebenza. So everything just depends on me.
Yes. So angiqaleke ngokubonga namhlanje Sthando Chisane for joining us on ihlanganani Midday Show. We really really appreciate it.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much. Ngiyajabulela nale opportunity le.
Okay, so asiqaleni ke Thando. You started mixing your own beauty products because you had also a bad skin. You had skin problems emzimbeni wakho and I want to know exactly ukuthi when did you start using your own products before manufacturing them but days during lockdown if I'm not mistaken?
Oh yes. I think the lockdown was good and bad, you know, because some of us or most of us sikwazile ukuthi sizame ezinye indlela because we were depending on one salary, but then sikwazi nge lockdown sikwazi ukuthi sizame ezinye indlela ezokwenza imali of which kusizile and nami myself kungisizile kakhulu in terms of my business because ngikwazile ukuthi ngiqale ilo business nge lockdown so ukuba kuthi mhlawumbe ngikhubekile ngasebenza ngabe I'm still comfortable ku 8 to 5 one job ngabe ngiright ngabe ngina business ngabe nginalutho but i lockdown ngisize kakhulu for me to start a business so in order for me to actually start a business benginenkinga it wasn't a business to me at first but benginenkinga nami yesikhumba benginey'londa especially on my body benginey'londa thola ukuthi iy'londa zami sekungathi ngishile like emzimbeni abantu abanye abantu bangihleka especially from high school nje benginaleyo nkinga leyo ukuthi ngiyangihleka ingane singa-understand ukuthi mhlawumbe umuntu engakwazi ukuthi abe nenkinga efana njengeyami so ngakhula-ke nje not knowing what to use on my body ngizama lokho for a month ngikushintshe ngizama okunye you know and then kwathi during the lockdown I met up with a girl a dermatologist I actually wanted help from her wathi ena no Thando ngoba ngeke uzokwazi ukuyi-afforda izinto zami as a dermatologist I will give you ngizokubhalela ngikutshele where to get these things so wangihlanganisela ko cream I got a cream for my face and for my body as well so ngingasebenzisa ke during the lockdown kuthi maybe on the third month sengizobuyela ngasemsebenzini yabo sekukhona abangenayo kukhona abangangeni emsebenzini sesishintshana kanjalo and then when people are saying hayi bo Thando isikhumba sakho sanjenamanje wasumuhle kangakae manje what are you using I'm like, I know guys, and jelly skin routine, Sammy, you know, even on Facebook, man, I think I'm going to put makeup on my face. I'm going to be comfortable on my skin, man. I said, I'm going to be what is your skin routine? I'm like, no, guys, relax on jail. And then, like, I saw Michelle Pan, I saw it as an opportunity because we have been banning, I'm going to be a king, even in Bendo, I'm going to be a king, I'm going to be a self-esteem because of whatever reasons, ababenze babanje either acne and either ilonda ezimamilile emzimbeni izinkushe and everything so ziningi izinto abantu azimamilayo abenza ukuthi ena bangabi-right belahlekele i-self-esteem you know so ngabona ukuthi oh yazini ngakwazi ukuthi ngisize abantu abaningi and then ngahlangana ngahlala phansi nozama ngamtshela ukuthi lobizama there's so many people who are looking for the same product that I'm using so how about ngiqale ibhizinisi elikanje are you going to help me but I'm not sure ngizokulekelela because akakabi naso i-certificate but in the meantime do these short courses ezisahlela ekhaya so that you'll be able to knowledge yourself ube educated ukuze ukwazi ukuthi ulo usize abantu so yaqala lapho ibhizinisi yami-ke yeglow-ke and yeah
so izinto zakho kahle kahle singasho ukuthi they are dermatologically tested because yes, wa recommendelwa or wa refer umuntu oy dermatologist vele
yes because even now, Lisanda, if in the thing shangani still, I still go back to my ancestors still, and then I get like a code should. Well, Lisanda, I'm going to sell this product. I'm shampoo banking. I'm shampoo. As I show you know,
yes.
So making a special, we are doing a little code so that they will know which in easy piece into easy faggy with lagule product. Lama ingredients can be very important. And I always advise abantu kuti whenever you start a product, know kuti what you are allergic on. You need to know what I mean. Angzwana no oil, chila angzwana coconut oil. So that whatever product you're gonna use, it has to be handifelani now. So as naming galile na my products, I can be able to educate abantu very kumbaza because even this is simple. Listen, this month agazas no mune kumbi si oil, you know, si dry.
Yeah.
So once for me to give a person who doesn't know what is kumbaza kesi oil, because the more you niggas isn't for is kumbaza month or dry, the more ever no oil option of ningi. And it's cut away, and they break out. Go put my pimples more. At most, I'm in a incident around the product. I just want to say a product for Abadaban is kumbisi dry, that the end is kumbisi oily.
I get you. So when you started during lockdown, did you have all the equipment needed? Or mhlamba you started with humble beginnings, yabona, kala ma products hamangani?
Yeah, but I'm pretty much like I think I'm just going to go along with things. I think I figure out because I think I'm a product. Out of five because like mainly I just wanted to help me. I'm not going to be able to help. And then I only had my products as a starter, and it was very challenging for me because ngangithola izinto ngangithingizinto in bulk ne so mase ngithengile izinto in bulk ngangiyipackagela mina ngiyifakele mina kuma containers ngiyifakele mina ama stickers so that the product would look nice and put it in my mind ngangingenayo lento ukuthi mina ngifuna iproduct ngangingenakho ukuthi like ngifuna iproduct yami ibuke kanje so in my mind ngangingangifisa ukuthi iproduct yami ibe glass you know but then uthola ukuthi manje sengiyabakhoriyela abantu ngesikhathi ngibakhoriyela abantu iproduct iyaphihlika kabi sekumele ngibabuyisele imali yabo back abanye sekumele ngiphindise any product futhi yabo so kumina kwaba ama cost kakhulu ngaleyo ndlela but then ngafunda ke as isikhathi sikhubeka and then manje like I have like 13 products and I have
13 different products for ama uses that ahlukene.
Yes, for school, abantu abayisikhumbisi oil, abantu isikhumbisi dry, ekusweni, emzimbeni. So nje, yeah, the business is growing. Ubonakale nama products out of 5 from last year and then now I only have like 14 products.
So kulama 14 products, can the whole family use it? Mhlawumbe ingane zingayisebenzisa, ubaba ingayisebenzisa, is it unisex as well?
Yeah, abantu besilisa nabesifazane bengasebenzisa but iqala kuma teenagers. Mina ngidila kakhulu nabantu asebeqalwa yabo le ingane leseqala ukwengena kwi like puberty stage. Beqala kuba nama pimples mina ngiqala lapho ke but I'm still cuz bangicela abantu ukuthi uthathe ucela ukwenzela neingane. Ingane is suffering from eczema. I'm still like educating myself. Maybe towards the end of the year, because I'm thinking that you're range for you know, but one man, it's kind of from my teenagers until about our time.
Okay, so in the 3 years that you've been in business, please share with us, because I know what's going on. I'm going to go to the business, and she's facing a lot, or he's facing a lot. What has been your biggest challenge and success as well in your business journey?
I think it challenge bengi nayo okuqala nje ukuthi bengilo bengidayisela emotweni uthola ukuthi ngizo.
Oh yes, I remember.
Ngizothatha izinto ngihambe nge workshop ngihlangane nabantu so bengihlangana nabantu each and every day of which it was time consuming for me because kwakumele ngibuyele endlini ngibuye ngenza ama products ngwenzele garage ama products ngihlangane nabantu iy'khathi like I end up ngihlale e workshop like for the whole day uthola kuzofika abantu about 3 kuphela abanye bafika late so it was a bit of a challenge for me tholi kuyanetha kuyashisa kuyabanda mina ngikhona lapha ne workshop you know so ngokukhula kwebusiness ngathi mina no let me just have indawo eyodwa abantu abazokwazi ukuthi bafike kuyona. So I have an office manje elugu was working Durban Central because I when Facebook wonke umuntu akwazi ukuthi afinyelele khona izo suka emlazo suka kamasho suka kithi akwazi ukuthi afinyelele Durban akwazi ukuthola ido i product. So ngiyavula from 8 to 5 ophuma ngo 4 emsebenzini uyakwazi ukufika at the office afike ngo 5. So I think it challenge so far I think nginayo ukuthi abantu bebengakwazi ukuthi lapho bangithole ngalezi ikhati lezi abafisa ngazo. So umuntu mhlawumbe osekhaya olalele osaqala i-business ongazi ukuthi what to do, ngiyakwazi ukuthi umuntu ngilonge im-advise, maybe I can share my contact. But okubalulekile is for a young person to start small. It's very important ukuthi uqale because into thina esiyisabayo kakhulu ukuqala, siba naleyo fear ukuthi ena what if my business fails, what if abantu abathengi, uzobona kanjani ukuthi abantu abathengi
if ungaqali, if you're not trying.
Yeah, and akekho umuntu who is business, they're very rare or bancane kakhulu abantu ababusiness minded. Nami myself I wasn't business minded, but ngenxa yesimo ukuthi angifuni lakho ukudependela kumnyeni wami, angifuni ukudependela kwabanye abantu eceleni, let me have my own thing. So it's very important ukuthi nawe uyipush as a person, find something that you love to do, find something that you are passionate about and stick to it. Mawuthi uthanda wena ukuluka abantu, thola ukuthi abantu bathanda ziphi style, zifundise nawe ukuthi oh okay, izenza kanje ukuthi kube kanje, ngenza kanje ukuthi kube kanje, uyihluphe nawe. Akekho umuntu ozokwazi ukuthi akuphushe, akekho umuntu ozokwazi ukuthi akuvuse embedeni in order for you to start a business. All starts kuwena, konke kuqala kuwena. But okubalulekile is for you to start small ukuzokwazi ukuthi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi ibhizinisi ikhulakhule. Nami I'm not where I want to be, but I am happy ngendlela ibhizinisi elihamba ngayo.
And what I've noticed kakhulu kwi-page on your Facebook page uthando Glow Skin Care, ama-reviews abantu like on a daily basis. Kukhona nje abantu abazosho ukuthi yazi kuthini, mina uthando Glow Skin Care kungisebenzela in 3 days nje. And Thando, seeing your customers giving such humbling and encouraging reviews about your products, how does it make you feel? And like when we expect ukuthi uthando Glow Skin Care lutholakale futhi nakwezinye izitolo, but asiqale la ukuthi how do you feel ngokuthi ama products akho owenze egarage abantu sijibule zabantu omunye ubese saba ngisho ungayifaki makeup ngoba manje uneyinduna, but yamsebenzele within a week ithando Glow Skin Care, manje useya glower. Ikwenza ufile kanjani le nto changing people's lives and bringing back your self esteem yabo?
I know I've come a man, Alexander. I feel so great and bungaga kula manjala kulum kul, because every time we extend your tandas when I'm making this product, your tandas looking your face so good to the product lego has a good tip at 7 cell, but in the fan in a money, I'm a product, a corner 8 doll. So, it was a gobble so mean and cutting sakalo 7 cell, which I want to pass 7 cell products, because sometimes I'm very ena, I tell you bono before, no after. Before and after. It's mina no, is that my product? Ungitshele if it works for you. So ngakwazi ukuthi ngivulele even WhatsApp wami ukwazi ukuthi like i-progress, ukwazi ungitshengisa i-progress njalo ngesonto, ungisendele ithombe so that I'll be able to see ukuthi ukhona yini umehluko noma ukho, because ufusenkingeni wena kunzima uku for you to see the difference. Kanti uma ukuthi wena ungisendela ithombe like each and every week, I'll be able to see the difference. So, I created like a family, like a big family or community of abantu abathengayo from me, ukuthi bakwazi to reach to me, because even if the product is not working for them, but ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngibasize ngibanikeza like a better routine so that the product will work for them. So nje it makes me happy, and we are with the one big family, mind we UGSC, and I'm very happy if we abantu sebephosta sharing their testimonies na my reviews amahle, you know, and like angenza ngijabule kakhulu.
Ngiyabonakala ukuthi ngempela iGlow yabanikeza abantu,
yabaniki uthi Glow yangempela, hayi Glow yangokuthi
hayi Glow esikhashana, iGlow ehlalayo. Okay, what advice would you give to young entrepreneurs about abafuna ukuqala ibusiness elifana nelakho, or amanye ama business nje ahlukile, like what doors or which doors to knock on regarding the funding? nanokuthi futhi ngabacebisa kanjani ukuthi bengaqala ama business abo futhi ukuthi ena ukuze I business yakho ibe successful uwenza kanjani as an entrepreneur. How would you advise abantu abafuna ukwena I business in?
I think ngiye ngasho futhi ukuthi ena kubalekile for you to start small.
Yes.
And just to add from that ukuthi ena associate yourself with people abakwi lento ofisa ukuba kuyona.
True. Network.
Yeah, akwazi ukuthi uhlale nesilisandulo sonto uthande radio. So if uthanda I radio nawe hlala naye volunteer uma ukuthi kunezinto ezivulekayo volunteer ukuthi no yazi nginama skills when it comes to this or I don't have a skills when it comes to this but ngiyathanda ngiyafisa ikuphi la ngingasiza khona. You need to be humble as always as possible so that you'll be able to learn. So if ungekho humble uyibeke phezulu angeke uzukwazi ukufunda and
ukufunda
kubalekile and the research is very important. Research kunoma yini ofisa ukuthi uyenze and ibusiness libalekile. Yes, imfundo nayo siyayithanda and ibalekile yazivulela iminyango but ukuthi ufunda ebeceleni kube khona ibusiness kube khona into ezokwazi ukuthi
imali
ukuze ukwazi ukuphila.
But at the same time, don't treat your business as a side hustle because now it's okay to go to a side thing mean. Last question for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you are such an inspiration, right? Ubantu, abantu, even me, myself included, I think ngakhuluma nawe before. You really inspire me ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngiqhubele phambili because you as ukuthi as people we might be working less sebenza khona but we are also business minded, you know. So ngoba silepha le interview ungathanda ukuthini sobantu laba abakubona as inspiration kubona and abantu that have been supporting you lokho waqala kwithando lo skincare. What do you have to say to your supporters namhlanje?
Yabona nje if mhlampe unami on Facebook or if ulandele page lami uthando close skincare you'll notice ukuthi ena each and every sale engenzayo either usike office noma it's for Korea I always thank abantu ngesupport abanginikezayo yona because I don't think I would be here if it wasn't for your support yabo and uFacebook like it's people from Facebook itself. I don't usually do even the radio interviews the newspaper interviews but it's always people on social media it's always people on Facebook so abantu abangilandelayo on Facebook abantu abathembela abathemba kumina ngethemba zabo ngithi ngiyabonga kakhulu and I really appreciate and ngiyafisa ukuthi nabantu ababa inspired by me ukuthi bawusebenzise u social media wisely. U social media is very powerful. Uzobheka ukuthi from ngiqalile so now ama sales ayakhula each and every month because of Facebook. So singadlala ukudlala but then u social media is very powerful and u social media uyakwazi ukuthi wena ukwenzela imali.
Yes, and I also love how you control social media yakho. You only speak positive things kuphela. You know there are some people that use social media ngenye indlela. Umuntu hlezi utshela khona ama jokes, izinto kanjalo. But even let's say you're not running a business but umuntu applyayo. Sebenzini la applya khona, bayawubheka u Facebook wakho.
You know, ngiyengithi ena ufuna ukuthi umuntu mayingena on your Facebook for instance mina njengoba ngidata ama products ufuna ukuthi umuntu mayingena on my Facebook either on my page or kuma personal but abone ukuthi ngumuntu onjani through my Facebook abone ukuthi oh Thando uyadayisa ama products oh Thando
incwadi ebhaliwe nje efundekayo.
Yes, you know, so that it will be easier for abantu ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi bakulandele number 1 number 2 bakwazi ukuthi bayithembe what bathembe whatever that you're selling because the minute ungaposti the minute ungaziwa kwenzakala kodwa wena uthi
abantu kuzoba indaba
you know it's all right with to post here and there indaba ama jokes nanini but you need to like 80% to 90% akubi spend ukuthi esingenisela imali ungenzi into ngekuzingenisela imali ungajabulela ama likes ujabulela ama comments kodwa angangenisela imali the number of likes and comments should be at least equivalent to imali oyitholayo each and every month from social media and it's possible.
Yo, thank you so much. I hope that our listeners namhlanje on MET Radio bakwazile ke ukuzuza information and knowledge about your business. Nanokuthi futhi ke sebeyazi manje ukuthi you start kancane kancane, awudingi ukuthi ube nemshini emkhulu. Uyakwazi ukupheka lapho uwenze lokho kwenzayo lapho khona. Just use lokho okwazi ukusebenzisa at the moment, then masufile ke on top. Then you can start using the big machines, you know.
Yeah, that's so true.
In closing, about social media, your social media, and also the business's social media pages.
Okay, on social, Tando Chisane, Tando Chisane, but
about Chisane. I'm so sorry.
No, that depends on what's in case. Yeah, woman, bring your own shank and a gum lad with Chisane, but bring your own mashuness, my location with Chisane.
Oh, but Uban, that's a Chisane.
But it's Tando Chisane on Facebook and on Instagram, and then I have a page as well. So I'm a product Utando Glow Skincare on Facebook, and then on Instagram Utando Glow. Kuna ma products just about to be some products, yeah. And then ngiyatholakala ke futhi on WhatsApp as well. In number yami is 081-559-3735. You know, especially like Amnandi and the Gazelle office with Libby Homely, with Figa Ubon and Jugut Asian, that is a Galanga Kudum Gishonana now.
All right, thank you so much, Sandong. At Sembu Woody, Sazo Pinis, Changa, Neyabo.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
I wish you all the best, Mama.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.